Hello, everyone. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to the Creative Control. Yes, Creative Control, the wrestling show, a preview of Elimination Chamber pay-per-view with the Hall of Famer, Steve Carney of WBAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida, and John Farlo Alino of Barnburner. He loves how I say his name. All right. John Carlo laughing already. All right. This Sunday, it's the road to WrestleMania gets closer, Steve. Gets closer. In Houston, we got Elimination Chamber. Let's get to the matches. Cruiserweight title, Tozawa versus Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, and Buddy Murphy, for me, has been quite a surprise in the cruiserweight division. I know that there are a lot of people that were hoping that Hideo Itami was going to wrest the cruiserweight title away from Murphy. We've then found out that Itami had asked for and has been granted his release, so he's not even in WWE anymore. Akira Tozawa, coming from the cruiserweight championship, was a guy that a lot of people didn't know when the Cruiserweight Championship took place, but boy, has he really taken the WWE style of working really, really well. And I'm really looking forward to this matchup. Buddy Murphy, I think, has been a great Cruiserweight champion. I think he holds on to it here at Elimination Chamber and looks forward towards a possible WrestleMania title defense.
All right. So what do you see, Giancarlo?
Yeah, I agree with Steve. I think Buddy Murphy has had a great reign as a Cruiserweight champ and really taken 205 Live and carried the show on his back and really had some entertaining matches there. Hideo Itami, I agree. I thought he would be one of the guys that take that title, but unfortunately that wasn't the case. And Akira Tozawa, they kind of made that shot at Neville by saying, oh, the king of the Cruiserweights at one point thought he was the best, and then he took his title, so I like what they're doing with Tozawa, but I still think Buddy Murphy's going to walk away with the title and head into WrestleMania as a champion.
All right, let's get to just added a no DQ match. Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman, Steve Carney.
Yeah, you had to see this coming. You know, Braun Strowman's been looking to try and get these hands against Baron Corbin. You know that because the no disqualification stipulation is added, that this one is going to get wild and woolly early. There's going to be a ton of chair shots. You just know that there's going to be all sorts of shenanigans that go on for this match. And I see, because of the no DQ stipulation, I see Baron Corbin winning this match and further enraging Braun Strowman and leading to what probably will be a pretty interesting blow-off match at WrestleMania.
All right, Giancarlo?
Yeah, this match being no DQ, I think that they're going to go backstage. Probably Braun Strowman is a good chance. He's going to throw something backstage, maybe an ambulance or a car or a table. He's going to break something. So I think there's going to be also interference because Kurt Angle isn't on this card. So I think we'll see Kurt Angle in this match, and Baron Corbin's going to eventually find a way to win. And it's not going to be the cleanest of victories, but it's going to be something that furthers the storyline until Fastlane, where Baron Corbin and Braun Strowman will probably have that blow-off match.
All right, so SmackDown tag team titles on the line. The Miz and Shane McMahon up against Day One-ish. Steve Carney's favorite, the Usos.
Yeah, you know the Usos are my boys from their time in FCW and here in Tampa. So the Usos are my guys. I'm going to go with the Usos, and this would probably be the perfect opportunity to watch whoever is able to backstab the other when it comes to The Miz and Shane McMahon. I certainly can see Shane McMahon backstabbing The Miz to kickstart that rivalry towards WrestleMania. You know that there's going to be a match at WrestleMania between The Miz and Shane McMahon. It's almost written in stone, and I certainly could see those two really having a crazy match at Mania, and starting the run here and having it be a good strong 4 to 6 week push towards Mania, and beginning it right here at Elimination Chamber, allowing the Usos to take the SmackDown Tag Team titles.
Giancarlo?
Yeah, I agree. I think this is where we're going to see Shane McMahon turn on The Miz and further that heel turn and lead to their WrestleMania match. And on SmackDown, in the last few weeks, we've been seeing Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev. They're teasing that they might be a team going forward. So I think after the Usos walk out of Elimination Chamber with the titles, we see a feud with them and Shinsuke and Rusev going forward.
All right, Intercontinental title, Bobby Lashley, Leo Rush, Finn Balor. Wouldn't it be great, Steve, if they take the title off Bobby Lashley and give it to Leo Rush, and Bobby Lashley sits on Leo Rush because he has that picture of his bum all the time?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about this one. You know, you put Leo Rush into this match, and that tells you that they probably want to see Finn Balor with the Intercontinental Championship, and rather than have him pin Bobby Lashley, you have him pin Leo Rush to win the championship. It keeps Bobby Lashley looking strong. It puts a little bit of a wedge in between Lashley and Rush. I know that Rush has done a really good job as Bobby's mouthpiece. We all know that Bobby Lashley, not the best talker in the world. So having Leo Rush there has been really big for them. But you wonder if this means that Bobby Lashley could end up being a part of the Universal title picture once you've seen the Brock Lesnar-Seth Rollins match at WrestleMania. So I think that you put the championship on Balor that way and let him go that route.
All right, Giancarlo?
Yeah, this match, I see it being a DQ finish to further it on the fast lane, where I think Finn Balor wants to go there, the Intercontinental Champion. But going into this match, I see Bobby Lashley retaining. And, you know, we've been seeing some vignettes of a fellow Canadian, Kevin Owens, who's the anti-Mr. Perfect, like you said, on the No Holds Barred Wrestling Show. And an interesting feud would be against a guy that injured on Bobby Lashley, who's this freak athlete who does everything well. So the anti-Mr. Perfect, the everyday guy against the freak athlete of Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania, I think that would make sense. So I think that's where we're going to see this program with Finn Balor and Lashley and Leo Rush heading towards.
All right, Raw ladies title. Steve, is there any doubt? Ronda Rousey, Ruby Riott, Ronda Rousey winning, but Ruby getting a shot or two in.
Yeah, and I feel bad for Ruby Riott because I think that she's really worked hard in the 2 years that she and Sarah Logan and Liv Morgan have been up with the main roster now. And I think that you would like to, for a championship match, not get a squash match. But unfortunately, we all know that match with Ronda Rousey is headed towards WrestleMania with her as the champion. So, yeah, Ruby Riott really has no shot at winning the title in this match. And the only problem that this does is this match also pretty much determines what team is not going to win the inaugural Women's Tag Team Championship inside the Elimination Chamber as well.
All right, Giancarlo, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a short match. Ruby Riott's probably going to attack Ronda at the beginning and catch her off guard, hit her with a few shots, but I think Ronda's just going to make it easy work, look as dominant as possible, slip that armbar on, and then set a tone and a strong message to Charlotte and Becky Lynch as they kick off their WrestleMania storyline.
All right, for the Women Tag Team Titles and Elimination Chamber bout, Nia Jax, Tamina, Riott Squad, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, The Iconics, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Naomi, and Carmella. And it's going to start off with basically Sasha Banks and Bayley. And here's something I'm going to ask Steve. earlier on this week, they said Sasha Banks is not cleared. She will not compete. 2 hours later, she said she's. They said she's competing. She's cleared. But they don't even know what they're doing in the WWE. All right, Sasha Banks and Bayley will start up against Sonya Deville and God's Greatest Creation Part Two, because number one was me. Part Two, Mandy Rose. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, and you know, I am excited for this match. You know, having six female tag teams inside an elimination chamber for the inaugural tag team championship, I think is a fantastic move. I think it really solidifies this tag team championship, this tag team division with the women, and having 12 women that all can compete, and you really don't have any filler in this matchup. I'm really excited. For me, you know, I'm looking at this. I mean, you want to say, okay, Nia and Tamina probably, you know, have the strength. You've got Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan. I don't think just because they're associated with Ruby Riott, I don't see them winning. With Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville and Bayley and Sasha starting early, you have a feeling that both of those teams are going to get eliminated at some point. And Naomi and Carmella, I don't know. I'm going to go with the Iconic. Oh, yeah.
Is that your Australian tone? Oh, yeah. Come on. Say something in Aussie. All right. Giancarlo, the Australian. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Yeah. A great collection of teams here in this match. The Riott Squad, as Steve mentioned, I don't think they're going to win. I think they're going to be the first team eliminated in this. Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville are currently in that feud with Naomi, so you would have to think at some point in this match one of them are going to eliminate each other, and maybe Naomi eliminates Mandy and then she gets back at Naomi and costs her in this match. The last two teams I think are going to be standing are the Iconics and the Boss Hug Connection, and I'm going to go with Bayley and Sasha coming out on top and winning the first women's tag titles.
All right, now Elimination Chamber, WWE Championship, Daniel Bryan, the champion, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Samoa, I don't know his last name, Jeff Hardy, and Kofi Kingston. Before we get to the predictions, Steve, tell me what you thought about Kofi Kingston's SmackDown Gauntlet match.
Yeah, you got to feel good for Kofi. He's been around. He's one of the longest tenured guys on the main roster that still works full time. You know, and he's a guy that I know that both Big E and Woods really look up to, and they want him to have that shot at a singles championship. So there is no bad blood at all right now in the New Day, even though only one of them is in this Elimination Chamber matchup. Now Kofi's not gonna win. He's not going to win this Elimination Chamber matchup. But just to be a part of this with Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles and Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton and Samoa Joe, I think really shows how much the WWE respects Kofi and the hard work and the dedication that he's put into this. Because you know, remember, 5-6 years ago, before the New Day started, you know, they really didn't have anything for Kofi. And so he's been able to basically turn his career around and be able to do it on his own terms. And I think that's a big plus for him. He's going to get some really great time. They're definitely, just because, you know, the other five guys in this all respect Kofi and they want to make him look as good as possible. So you're going to see some really great moments from Kofi Kingston in this matchup. But I don't see him winning it. I see Daniel Bryan retaining it.
All right, and do you think with, you know, Mustafa Ali out, was that going to be Mustafa Ali's spot, and they gave it to Kofi Kingston? Because Kofi and Mustafa Ali, I like to see a one-on-one match with those guys.
Yeah, that would be awesome as well. And then, yeah, I think that was supposed to be Mustafa Ali, and I think that Kofi was going to get a shot a little later down the road. But, you know, putting Kofi in the spot now, I think, is is just as good of a situation as having Mustafa Ali. And that's nothing, that takes nothing away from Mustafa Ali. He's a great performer. But, you know, when you've got a guy who's been around as long as Kofi has, you want to give him that shot.
All right, so Steve's saying Daniel Bryan will retain. Giancarlo, what do you say?
Yeah, and just to pick up on that point about Kofi Kingston, earlier in the week when we saw on SmackDown, Kofi had a great showing in that Gauntlet match, and the pop from the crowd when he took out Daniel Bryan clean, that was a great moment for Kofi. And going into this match, I would love to see him win, but I'm going to go with Samoa Joe finally winning the WWE Championship here. I think he's put in just the best promos out of all these guys in this match, really built it up. No matter what the company has given him the last few months, he's really elevated himself and really took advantage of the moment and made the best of a bad situation at times. So I think in this matchup, we're going to see AJ and Daniel Bryan, maybe like something will happen there, and then Samoa Joe will swoop in and take the WWE Championship.
Randy Orton enters last. Let me ask you, Steve, because he picked Samoa Joe. So where, for WrestleMania, where does Daniel Bryan go if he's the champion?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I think that you could probably, you probably will see kind of a dirty finish, you know, whether it's, you know, a cheap shot or, you know, low blow or Rowan comes in and takes out somebody. The other name that makes a lot of sense is, would Bray Wyatt return and at some point during this Elimination Chamber, especially if it's a dirty finish and end up being inside the Elimination Chamber at the end of the night? That could be an interesting setup. There's a lot of history between those two guys, and I know that Bray Wyatt is healthy and he's looking for an angle.
Well, you know, that is interesting, but I've been told, and Giancarlo could vouch for this, I've been told for about 6 months WrestleMania was going to be AJ Styles, Randy Orton for the title. So either Randy Orton wins or AJ Styles wins. And you see, out of nowhere, with the RKO SmackDown finish, yeah, Randy Orton did it to AJ Styles. So they're leaning towards that for WrestleMania. So be on the lookout for that in the Elimination Chamber. I want to close out with possibly added is a pre-show match, because at 6 o'clock they're going to start, at 7 o'clock the pay-per-view. The pre-show match, I have heard, may be a rematch of Raw, where Chad Gable and Bobby Roode will take on The Revival. What do you think of The Revival, Steve? Like, they asked for the release, they didn't get it, they got the titles, they've been wrestling the best they ever been in the WWE. Do you think it's a change now?
You know, it's a good question. You know, I'm sure that getting the titles is a placating move in the short term. I think that you're going to have to see if Vince McMahon and Triple H and the folks on the main roster are really committed to the Revival. I think that, you know, you don't see a whole lot of tag team wrestling on the Raw, especially on the Raw side, which is kind of sad. I understand that, you know, it's an hour long, you know, it's a 3-hour show as opposed to a 2-hour show for SmackDown. So you have to try and use as many of your talent as possible every week. And having two matches with two guys instead of one match with four guys can certainly stretch that time limit. So I would like to see them be more highlighted and more of a spotlight put on the Revival. I think they're a fantastic team. I think that they're really old school guys, and I really like the way that they work. So I'd like to see a whole lot more of the Revival. I like them in NXT. I like them in the main roster. I know they've dealt with injury issues, but that seems to be behind them. So let's get behind the Revival and push them.
And just a side note to Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt, of course, you're teasing because Rowan is with Daniel Bryan, and Bray Wyatt did with Daniel Bryan. But don't forget, Bray Wyatt was also affiliated with Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. I know Giancarlo's sleeping. What, Giancarlo, anything else you want to add? Yeah, the Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, another name that Bray Wyatt was affiliated with is Luke Harper, and we haven't seen him around for a long time. And Eric Rowan is Bludgeon Brother tag team partner, the Wyatt family. He's in Daniel Bryan's corner, so maybe we even see Luke Harper come around with Bray Wyatt, and whoever they align themselves with ends up walking out the WWE champion and setting some interesting feud up for WrestleMania.
All right, Steve, as we close this out, I have to ask you a question about Giancarlo. Give me the sound effects to AEW. Come on, you say it all the time.
All elite.
Yes. So there's the sound effect machine. Steve, what do you think of AEW? And there's rumors of them going after Goldberg. There's rumors of them going after Brock Lesnar. There's rumors, you know, my good friend, you heard it on Miller Time, said he's been approached. He's going to be part of StarCast and fight in a battle royal. I don't even know if they're having a battle royal on a Double or Nothing or on StarCast. So do you think All Elite Wrestling can give the WWE, they're already giving them a scare, can they give them a run for their money?
Maybe. I think it all really depends on the television. You know, you cannot, you know, the front can be as good as possible, but if nobody can watch it on television, it's going to flounder. You know, there was a story that came out today that the Chicago Cubs and Sinclair Broadcasting created a new cable network that's going to show the Chicago Cubs baseball games called the Marquee Network. And that sounds like a pretty nice place to put All Elite Wrestling on as well. Bear in mind, Sinclair Broadcasting also owns Ring of Honor, so it also could be a place for ROH broadcasts to move to. But I know that All Elite is certainly been talking with Turner. That's not a surprise out there either. But I think it all really depends on television. If they can't get a good place and a good landing spot on television, I think that the product is going to suffer no matter how good it is.
All right, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my articles on barnburner.ca.
Steve Carney, go ahead.
Yes, on Twitter and Instagram at Steve Carney. Check me out at 95.3 WDAE weekdays. You can listen on the iHeartRadio app and check out Talking Combat with Trey and Carney. That's with my buddy Trey Downey with WDAE. You can follow that show on Twitter at TC on WDAE.
And how come Trey is not on here giving his picks? Maybe for WrestleMania we could get Trey to give his picks, because I know Giancarlo was like, his picks are like 0 for 4 or 5. He's not going to get one right. Right, Giancarlo?
That's right. I'm just rolling it out with the losing streak. Maybe I'll get one right down the road.
Hey Steve, see, you are perfect, like the Tampa Bay Lightning. He is like the Toronto Maple Leafs. All right, that's creative control. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.